Parsha, and there's a lot to talk even on the first pasuk. It's interesting, whenever you start a new Parsha or a new Gemara, on the first page of the Gemara they talk about so much, and then it goes less and less. Okay, Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe b'har Sinai leimer. Hashem spoke to Moshe on Har Sinai. We'll soon see what this means. We need to learn a few psukim in order to understand what's going on. Davar b'nei Yisrael, speak to the Yidden. V'amarta aleihem, and tell them the following. Ki savayo la'oretz, when you will go into the land, asher ani neisen lachem, that I'm giving you, v'shavsa ha'oretz Shabbos Lashem, the earth, the land should keep what's called a sabbatical year. The earth should rest a Shabbos to Hashem. We're just going to learn one more pasuk. Sheishanim tizra sadecha, to the Torah says 6 years you plant your field. Sheishanim tizmer kamecha, 6 years you can prune your vineyard. These are just different expressions. You didn't even walk in. You don't even know if it's cold. You closed the door. And now the second door closed.
I didn't close the second.
Yeah, but if you didn't close the first door, that one would be open.
Rabbi, you didn't have to ride in your steamy sauna car with her.
And you should gather your grain. Okay? So basically the Torah says like this. Hashem spoke to Moshe on Har Sinai. Speak to the Jews. When you come to the land, you're going to have to keep Shemitah. This is the law of Shemitah. Shemitah basically means the sabbatical year, and the Torah explains. 6 years you plant the field, the seventh year you rest. Okay, and then we're going to discuss the more dinim. There's a number of difficulties just in these two psukim. Just in these two psukim. Rashi right away asks the famous question, Ma'in in Shemitah etel Har Sinai. What does Shemitah come to Har Sinai? The Torah seems to say, Hashem spoke to Moshe b'Har Sinai. So the question is, he gave the whole Torah on Har Sinai. Why the law of Shemitah is the Torah explaining that, no other law does the Torah say, last week's parasha, Vayem Hashem al Moshe, Emer al Kehen and B'nei Aaron, not to become Tomei. It doesn't say, Hashem spoke to b'Har Sinai. It's understood. Torah was given on Mount Sinai. It was the big deal. Here, the Torah seems to emphasize Bahar Sinai Lema. So Rashi says, Mayin Shemitah Etel Har Sinai. What's the connection between Shemitah and Har Sinai? So Rashi says to teach us, just like Shemitah, the Torah over here tells us that all the details of the law was given at Har Sinai, because here the Torah is telling us all the details of the law. The same thing, every mitzvah in the Torah, the Torah is teaching us every detail of the mitzvah was given at Har Sinai. Okay? Every mitzvah in the Torah.
She knows.
See, that's what happens. You have more women than men. Okay, no count. This it's okay. I've survived worse things in my life. So this, just like Shemitah, all the details were given in Har Sinai, Hashem says all the details of every mitzvah was given in Har Sinai. Meaning, some mitzvahs you have in Chumash, that the Torah just mentions it very briefly. And then later on in Dvarim, the Torah elaborates on the laws. So what the Pasuk is teaching us, that everything was given in every detail at Har Sinai. Okay, that's the simple meaning of what the Pasuk is. Now, just to analyze a little bit the first pasuk, Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe b'har Sinai leimer, Har and Sinai seemingly are two opposites. We know, everybody knows the famous thing that why did Hashem pick Har Sinai to give the Torah? We know the Medrash says all the mountains came to Hashem and they said, give the Torah on me, Har Hermon, all the high, tall, beautiful mountains of the world came to Hashem and he said, you're giving Torah, give it on me. Har Sinai, the Medrash uses the expression, Machich Mikol Toraya, it was the lowest of all mountains. It didn't even nominate itself for the job. It knew it's never going to win. The smallest of all mountains. Yet, Hashem said, on the contrary, I'm going to give Torah on Har Sinai. Why Dafka? Because it's the humblest mountain. He wants to know Torah needs to be, you need to be humble in order to be able to learn Torah. In fact, in Kedushas Levi from the Baditshever, doesn't sound very interesting according to Chassidus, but the Baditcher said, that's why the famous question is, Moshe Rabbeinu was the most humblest Jew that ever lived. It says, Moshe on of Ma'id, Mikol Ha'adam Ha'shapani Adama. So why did Moshe Rabbeinu go get the Torah? So the Kedusha Slavi, the Baditcher says, because Moshe Rabbeinu saw, Hashem gave it on the lowest mountain, so he said, oh, he probably wants the lowest Jew, so that's me. So he went to receive this, what the Kedusha Slavi says. It doesn't exactly shtim, it doesn't coincide with what Chassidus explains, but anyway. Yeah, but that doesn't mean he didn't think it was nothing. Anyway, so the question is, so if Hashem gave the Torah on Har Sinai because it's the lowest, Hashem should have given the Torah in the valley. I don't mean here the valley. Hashem should have given the Torah in the lowest place. It's like, from one side Hashem said, it has to be a har. It has to be a mountain. And from the opposite side, Hashem picked the smallest mountain. If you want the smallest, give it in the valley, at least give it on sea level. I mean, or go, you know, why? It doesn't make sense. It's a contradiction of terms. But the explanation is, when it comes to the learning of Torah, it has to be both extremes. You need to be a mountain, and you need to be low. What does it mean? You need... I'm not cold.
It's sweet.
Oh. What does it mean that you need to be a mountain? From one side, mountain represents guts, you know, strength, tkifus, power, might. When it comes to Torah, a person has to be very strong and very powerful, like a mountain. At the same time, he needs to be humble. Now, how could you be strong and humble at the same time? How could you be strong and humble at the same time? So it's interesting. They tell a story. There was a chassid of the Alter Rebbe that he said he didn't sin because of his ego. He said he didn't sin because of his ego. What does it mean? Anytime he wanted to do a sin, he said to himself, I'm such a big guy. I'm such a holy chassid. I'm such a holy Jew. How could I lower myself to do such an aveda? In other words, he said his ego didn't allow him to come to sin. He said, I'm such a holy person. How could I lower myself to do an aveda? Humility, we learned many times, does not mean a person thinks he's a nobody. That's a fool. That's a fool. Humility means you know exactly who you are and you use your strengths to the fullest ability, but you think that somebody else who would be given the same abilities that I would even be better. In other words, in a practical sense, humility doesn't mean a person who's great to walk around and say, I'm not great. I mean, that's a fool. If somebody asks you, you keep kosher, and you're going to tell them yes, or you want to be humble and lie and say no, I mean, it's a lie. You know, if somebody asks you a question, you keep kosher and you say no because you want to be humble, that's not humble, that's a lie. If a parent tells a child, years ago they used to do it, today they don't do it anymore. Years ago a parent used to tell a child, you have to listen to me because I'm the parent. That's not ego, that's a fact. If a teacher says to the students, listen, I'm the teacher, you're the students. Years ago they used to say it, they're afraid to say it to the kids nowadays. You say to the kids, listen, I'm the teacher, you're the student, you got to listen to me. That's not gaiva. That's a fact. A boss tells a worker, a boss says, oh, you know, I'm going to be humble, I'm going to let the worker do what he wants because I'm humble. I mean, you can't run a business like that. And if a boss says, listen, I pay you, I'm the boss, you got to listen to me, that is not ego. That's reality. That's facts. It's true. Humility doesn't mean that you lie. Humility means you know exactly who you are, but you realize that you have nothing to brag about because you should be better than you are. That's what humility is. So when it comes to mitzvahs, the pasuk is saying it has to be hard and it has to be Sinai. From one side, you need to know and have the guts to know exactly who you are and what's demanded from you and what you have to be doing. You need to be hard. You need to be strong. From the opposite side, though, you also need to be Sinai to realize that I could do much more than I should be doing. So it's not a contradiction, on the contrary. Had and Sinai must go together. You need to be strong when it comes, not to bend when it comes to Torah and Mitzvahs, but at the same time be humble to realize that I should be doing more. Then there's another issue. Like, there's a bunch of questions in the next pasuk that the Mefarshim ask, and they say like this. When the Jews came into Eretz Yisrael, what was the order? They didn't celebrate Shemitah right away. When they came into Eretz Yisrael, what did they do? They planted for 6 years, and then the seventh year was Shemitah. Right? What does the Torah say over here? The opposite. The Torah says, "Kisavei la'aretz," when you come to the land that I'm giving you, "V'shavsa ha'aretz Shabbos Lashem," you have a sabbatical year. Then the Torah says you plant 6 years. That's not the order. The Torah should say when you come into the land, 6 years you plant, and then the seventh year is Shemitah. The seventh year is the sabbatical year. Why is the Torah starting off right away with Shemitah, and then going into the other din of 6 years planting, when that's not the fact? The fact was, first they planted and then they had Shemitah. Another question we need to understand: why does the Torah pick the mitzvah of Shemitah? The Torah wants to tell us over here, like Rashi says, that all the mitzvahs were given at Har Sinai in all their details. Right? This is a mitzvah. Number one, in the desert they didn't have it for 40 years. There was no Shemitah in the Midbar because they didn't plant anything, right? So for 40 years this mitzvah didn't exist. Even when they came into the land, 6 years they had to work. It's only if you have a field. If you don't have a field, there's no mitzvah of Shemitah, right? Outside of Eretz Yisrael, there's no Shemitah. Why is the Torah picking from all the mitzvahs of the Torah to tell us that Hashem gave all the details at Har Sinai? Why is the Torah picking the mitzvah of Shemitah, which is not a very common mitzvah? It should have picked Tefillin, Shabbos, something, you know, go into the details of a mitzvah which is practical. So why is the Torah over here is picking the mitzvah of Shemitah as the example of all the mitzvahs that Hashem was gave at Har Sinai? There's a number of concepts over here which the different Mefarshim explain. The Chassam Sefer says that this is one of the proofs that God gave the Torah and it's not human made. It's one of the mitzvahs, one of the proofs. You know, there are many different proofs. Of course, everything is emunah, belief, you know. God gave the Torah. But there's certain physical proofs, so to speak, intellectual proofs, that Hashem gave the Torah to the Jewish people. And the Chassam Sefer says, one of them is this mitzvah. Why? Because later on we'll learn, the mitzvah Shemitah doesn't make sense. Because, normally, like the Rambam says, the mitzvah Shemitah has nothing to do with the earth resting. Because what happens, the Jews planted for 6 years, the seventh year they didn't plant, right? Now, when did they start planting? The eighth year, right? The seventh year you didn't plant. So the eighth year they planted. When did they get the food? At the end of the eighth year. So what did they eat for the seventh and eighth? What did they eat for the seventh and eighth? The eighth and the sixth, yeah? Now, sometimes it goes even worse. Because what happens when you have Yovel? The 50th year, you're also not allowed to plant. Okay? So after seven Shemitahs, you had like this. The 49th year you didn't plant, Shemitah. 50th year you didn't plant. 51st year you planted, and you ate it at the end of the 52nd year. At the end of the 51st year. So 49, 50, and 51, what did you eat? From the 48th year. Right? So sometimes you even had 3 years in a row of nothing growing. So Hashem says, later on there's in this pasha, V'chi seimad maneichel bashona shviyis. What am I going to eat in the seventh year? So Hashem says, you know what? I'm going to make the sixth year grow so much, you're going to have for the seventh and the eighth, you'll have plenty of food. Now, according to laws of agriculture, that doesn't make sense. Because even farmers, every so often, give the farm a rest to get back the nutrients in the earth. Even farmers, you know, they plant, they don't plant, whatever, right? Because you need to give the earth rest, and then the earth strengthens itself. Here you're talking 6 years straight work. So at the end of the sixth year, the earth, by nature, is the weakest. Right? It's the weakest of the year. It needs a rest already. And yet the sixth year is going to produce so much, it's going to be enough for 2 or 3 years. So the Chassam Sefer says, that shows a normal person would never give such a mitzvah. A human, it's crazy to give such a mitzvah. Because if anything, the sixth year is going to produce less, not more. So he said this is one of the proofs, and this is the reason he says, why does the Torah pick Shemitah as an example of Har Sinai? So the Chassam Sefer said, because this shows that the mitzvahs actually come from Hashem, more than all the other mitzvahs in this respect. Okay? That's what the Chassam Sefer says. Now, in a deeper sense, and this is also why, to answer the question also, why the Torah starts off with Shemitah and then goes into the 6 years of planting when it should have been reversed. The Torah is telling us like this. Chassidus explains that when a Jew comes into the land, they have to know what is the purpose. The purpose is Shabbos. The purpose is Shemitah. The purpose is Mashiach. Because we know, the Ramban explains this at the beginning of Chumash, 6 days of creation and the seventh day Shabbos correspond with the 6 years of planting, the seventh year Shemitah. Seventh cycle is Yovel. Then you have in the 1,000 years, 6,000 years of work, the 7,000th year era is Mashiach. The 7,000th year era is the era of Mashiach. Okay? The goal of the world is Shabbos. The goal of the world is Shemitah. The goal of the world is Mashiach. In other words, the ultimate goal of creation is to serve Hashem. Is to serve Hashem. Yet, if that would be the case, Hashem would tell us like this, keep Shabbos 6 days and 1 day work.
It'll be crazy.
If you think about it, 6 days you should learn, and 1 day go to work.
Great idea.
Great idea. Obviously, Hashem didn't agree with that idea. Hashem doesn't want that. Hashem, even looking at many of the mitzvahs of the Torah, tzedakah, yeah? If you think about it, all the money belongs to Hashem. So really, everything should go to tzedakah, and the bare necessities we should keep for ourselves. What does Hashem say? No, I don't want that. 90% you keep, ma'aseh, 10% you give away to tzedakah. Take in a day, okay, be realistic by most people. Most people work most of the day. And a part of the day, they daven a little bit, they learn. But most of the day is business, eating and sleeping. If you think about it, the vast majority of most people's day is business, eating and sleeping. Huh? So really, if you think about it, that l'cha'era is not what Hashem wants. What does Hashem want? What? So what does Hashem want? Hashem says, no. That's not what I want. I want you to work for 6 days. I want you to work for 6 years. I want you to work for 6,000 years. But what is your goal? The goal has to be Shabbos. Mashiach. And that's why the Torah says like this. Ki savaya la aretz asher ani nesin lachem. I'm giving you the land. So therefore the pasuk says, physically it didn't go like this. First you planted, and then you had Shabbos. Hashem says, well, let me tell you what it's all about. The goal, the Shavz Ha'arit Shabbos Lashem. Your goal is Shabbos, Shemitah. Your goal is Mashiach. In order to accomplish that, you need to work for 6 days, you need to work for 6 years, you need to work for 6,000 years, in order for the seventh year to be Shabbos. What do you gain by this? If the Jew lives with Shabbos, it's Shabbos, it doesn't mean the seventh day. Shabbos means the Kedusha of Shabbos, the learning, the holiness. The Torah says, then even when you work, it's Shabbos. Then the 6 days is Shabbos. That even when you're working in the field, it's holy. And Chassidus explains, that's why one of the reasons why the Torah picks Shemitah. Shemitah is a link between world, working, and Hashem, which is Shabbos. So the Torah as a mitzvah, and therefore it says even more. It says in Chassidus, Ki savayu el ha'aretz, refers to the neshama coming down into the earth. Ki savayu el ha'aretz refers to the neshama coming down into the world. Neshama coming into the earth, the body, the physical world. The Torah says, what is the goal? It doesn't matter what, practically speaking, you do more of. The Torah says, what is your goal? Shavsa or the Shabbos Lashem. It has to be in order to serve Hashem. That's what Hashem wants. It shouldn't be anything else but that concept of being able to serve Hashem properly. There's one more point over here. Okay, now, another interesting thing. A person has to understand, why are they coming into the land? Why are they coming into the land? The pasuk says, Asher ani nosin lachem, that I am giving you. By other mitzvahs, Yishnah, it doesn't say Asher ani nosin lachem. It says, Ki savayu al ha'aretz, separate challah, do this mitzvah, do that mitzvah. Here the Torah is saying, Asher ani nosin lachem. The Jew has to know that even the physical 6 years, days or weeks, whatever it is, the Jew has to know, I am giving it to you. And there's Yerushalmi, there's a very interesting expression. The Yerushalmi says, when a Jew plants, because the Jews are an agricultural nation, when the Jews planted a field, it says, Mamin b'chaye olam v'zereya. They had emuna in Hashem, and they planted. What does that mean? L'cha'eda, planting is a physical nature. You plant, it grows. The Yerushalmi says that's not the attitude of a Jew. The attitude of a Jew should not be planting, because things, when you plant, things grow. It says, Maimin b'chaye olam v'zereya. Because they believe in God, that's why they plant. And this is what the pasuk says, Asher ani nosin lachem. It's the land that I give you. And therefore, it's possible that in the sixth year, when the earth is so weak, it grows enough for 2 or 3 years. Because it's Asher ani nosin lachem, it's Hashem says, I am giving it to you. And that's the whole purpose of a Jew, Shabbos LaHashem. Yeah.
Could they take care of their food trees? Or other trees that...
We'll soon see. There's a lot of dinim over here. You can't cut, you can't prune, you can't do anything.
How about water then?
Water. We'll see. Only things if they're going to get ruined, but you can't cultivate it. Okay. Sheishanim Tizra Sadecha. By the way, it's very interesting. Later on, Rashi says, because the Jews didn't keep Shemitah properly, Hashem threw them out of the land for the amount of time that they didn't keep the Shemitahs. Because the Jews didn't keep the sabbatical years properly, Hashem gave them Golus for X amount of years corresponding with the Shemitah that they didn't keep. That's how important it was. The Ramban connects this to Hashem's creation of the world. You know, what's the concept of Shabbos? Shabbos is 6 days Hashem created, you create. Seventh day Hashem stopped creating, so you stopped creating. Right? The whole concept of Shabbos is the Amunah in Hashem. So the Ramban says that's the same concept of Shemitah, the same concept of Mashiach. And therefore, it's interesting, we just finished the Rambam, and like we mentioned, the last halachas in the Rambam deal with the coming of Mashiach. That means the whole Torah mitzvahs, that the Rambam goes through all of mitzvahs, the Rambam starts with all the mitzvahs, and he finishes with Mashiach, because that's the ultimate goal and purpose of the whole creation, is Shabbos, is Shemitah, and is the concept of Mashiach. Yeah.
The Jews are in exile more than could have been those many.
What?
Years.
Yeah, there's a whole chesh. We'll learn it later, exactly the amount of years. But
Can they grow flowers or something not food?
Where, in Israel?
Yeah.
We'll soon see the laws. We didn't get to the laws yet.
Oh.
Okay. Shei shanim tizra sadecha. 6 years you should plant your field. And shei shanim tizra kamecha. You can plant, you could do farming, and they will be able to work all 6 years, the Torah is saying. In other words, normally a field can't grow for 6 years straight. The Torah says by keeping Shemitah, you'll be able to keep the 6 years. And if not, it's not going to grow things properly. Uvashona Shvius, in the seventh year, Shabbos, Shabbos, and Yir La'aretz, should be a complete rest for the earth. Sat chalei sizra, you're not allowed to plant your field. V'chamer chalei sizmar, you're not allowed to prune your vineyard. It has to become mamish Shabbos. Okay? Now, what happens, we'll soon learn, whatever grows during Shemitah is ownerless. So everybody has a right to it. Anybody, the field during Shemitah is God's. It's not yours anymore. It's God's field, so therefore anybody has a right to eat what, the leftover things that grew and just things like that. Everything belongs to Hashem, and therefore it's Hefker, it's Mamish Fifro.
The Guim can do that? Can grow something like that?
Huh?
The Guim.
So you can peek? You can go and
take?
Yeah. Anybody can go and take from the field.
Like they can do some.
No, the guy, you cannot let a guy work in your field. No.
For himself?
No, nope. If it's your field. No, you can't. That's a heter mechira that more and more gedolim are against. Yeah. In Eretz Yisrael today, the din of Shemitah still apply. So in Eretz Yisrael, some people do heter mechira, but it's a very, very not accepted heter.
Not mechira and not
laskir. Huh?
Not laskir velo limkor
asur. It's very complicated. Most people don't rely on it. The Rabbanut has a heter, but even that, more and more they're stopping it. To sell the land to a guy, and then it's not Jewish land, and then they work on it, but it doesn't exactly work like that.
They didn't work the field, they're just like...
Yeah, we'll see. Let's see the next pasuk.
Problem to sell the Eretz Israel to goys, is this a problem?
That's another problem. There's a lot of issues. You're not allowed to sell leisachatin, leisachonim. In Parshat Veschanin, there's a pasuk leisachonim. Rashi says, leitziten lehem chaniya ba'aretz. You're not allowed to give them any dwelling in the land. But even with it's not only that, it's even with Mechira, with the actual Mechira to a guy is very complicated. By the way, just coming back to one point, we mentioned in the past that a Jew works a whole week for Shabbos. Right? In fact, Imagine there's a famous argument in the Gemara between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai lived a whole week for Shabbos. The Gemara says, Beis Shammai, if he found something good on Sunday, he said, oh, this is for Shabbos. Monday he found something better, he ate up the Sundays and he said, this is for Shabbos. That's how he was Mekayim, Zocher, Siyem, Shabbos, Sukkache, every day of the week. Beis Hillel, a different style. Beis Hillel said, Baruch Hashem, Yom Yom. He had Amuna. He said, you had something on Sunday, eat it on Sunday. Don't worry, for Shabbos, Hashem will give. Hashem will give already for Shabbos. But the Gemara says that Hillel said Shammai's way is better for the masses. Because he, on his level, Hillel had his way of doing things. But we said that the whole thing, the Ramban writes, why and when you daven, you say, Yom Yom Rishon B'Shabbos, Yom Sheni B'Shabbos, Yom Shlishi B'Shabbos, should say Yom Rishon B'Shavua, Yom Sheni B'Shavua. The Ramban in the Spirit Shon Chumash, in the Seres Adibis writes, every day you mekayim the mitzvah, Zocher Siyem B'Shabbos L'Kachay. When you say Yom Rishon B'Shabbos, so on Sunday you get, you're talking about Shabbos. Another interesting thing, there's two ways of looking at the week. One way of looking in the big way, same thing with Shemitah and Yovel and Mashiach and all that. You have one way of looking at the week, it starts at Sunday and ends Shabbos. Then you have another way. Shabbos is the middle of the week. You have 3 days before Shabbos, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And then you have Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. Then Shabbos is the middle of the week. But this is very important, practical halacha. If somebody didn't make Avdallah Saturday night, until when can they make Avdallah? Through Tuesday. Why through Tuesday? Because Shabbos is the middle of the week. So the first Wednesday, Thursday, Friday is connected to Shabbos. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday is connected to Shabbos. And then it says even more. If you look in this, in the Yom Yom Revi B'Shabbos, Yom Yom Revi B'Shabbos, you start off the capital, Kel Nekom Es Hashem, Kel Nekom Es Sefiyah. And the last three psukim is L'chun Ranana L'Hashem Nariyot, three psukim of L'chun Ranana. Now that really is the next parak in Tillim. That is the next parak of Tillim. L'chun Ranana. Why do we say it was called the mini L'chun Ranana? So it's brought down in Halacha, because Wednesday already starts the preparation for Shabbos. How do we begin Shabbos? L'chun Ranana L'Hashem. So Wednesday, we're ushering in Shabbos already with the small mini L'chun Ranana Ol Hashem. So halachically, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday are connected to Shabbos, Shabbos in the middle of the week, and then, so then you have also the ultimate goal is the concept of Shabbos. Okay, Eitzviach Ksircha Leisikser, do not reap the aftergrowth of your harvest, meaning sometimes after the harvest things like just grow into the next year, the leftover stuff. So it says even that you're not allowed to harvest. You have to leave it hefker. It belongs to Hashem. Ves in vain nezirecholei sifsar, do not pick up the grapes that you set aside for yourself. Shnas shabos in year la'aretz, it has to be a year of rest for the land. Which means the whole concept of Shemitah is mamish like Shabbos. You're not allowed to work. This is something we discussed a very long time ago, but it's important to discuss it here in the connection of Shabbos and Shemitah and Yovel and all these things. A Jew is created in the world to become close to God. You know, they say there's an English expression, imitation is the highest form of flattery. Right? When you imitate somebody, it shows a great flattery because it shows that you think they do very well. And that's why you're imitating them. A Jew has to imitate Hashem. This is what Hashem wants. So what happens? Hashem says, I created the world 6 days. You have to create 6 days. And therefore, like we learned when we're learning Shabbos, it doesn't mean work. When it says don't work on Shabbos, it doesn't mean work, it means create. Therefore, flicking a switch is not work, but it's aser. and schlepping a table back and forth a whole day, you didn't transgress Shabbos. Okay, because it's not work, it's creation. Hashem created 6 days, we need to create 6 days. Hashem stopped creating on the seventh day, we stopped creating on the seventh day. What actually happens that time? Okay? During the 6 days of creation, the 6 years of Shemitah, the 6,000 years of creation until Mashiach, Hashem is creating the world. Which means Hashem is limiting himself into nature, into the realm of world. Because the fact that Hashem creates world shows that Hashem is connecting himself to the world. You have to create something, you need to be connected to it. So Hashem basically, during the 6 days of creation, is dealing and associating himself with the world. What happens on Shabbos? Hashem stopped creating. That means, on Shabbos, what happens is, Hashem disassociates himself with the world. Meaning, during the week, the natural level of Hashem is revealed. Elohim. When it comes to Shabbos, the Yudke Vavke level, the supernatural level of Hashem, is revealed in the world. And that's what's interesting. In creation, it says, Vayomer Elohim, Vayomer Elohim, Bereshit Bara Elohim. Here the Pasuk says, Shabbos La Hashem. Not Shabbos La Elohim. Shabbos, whenever it speaks about Shabbos, it speaks about, when it speaks not about the 6 days work, when it speaks about Shabbos, it's Shabbos La Hashem. What happens to Hashem and Shabbos? Hashem disassociates himself from the world. Hashem reveals the miraculous, infinite revelation of God. During the week, Hashem reveals his natural revelation, Elohim, which is limitation, concealment, restriction. On Shabbos, Hashem reveals his infinite revelation. What happens when a Jew works in the 6 days? Hashem creates, we create. During the 6 days of creation, a Jew connects himself to the level of godliness that deals with creation. Hashem creates, we create, so we're connected to that level of God, of creation, which is limited speech, vayomer, it's a very limited level. When a Jew stops creating on Shabbos, so they become higher than world, because they're not dealing with the world anymore, so they associate themselves with the level of God, which is higher than world. Hashem is higher than world because he stopped creating. So when we stopped creating on Shabbos by not doing malacha, so we are connecting ourselves to the infinite level of Hashem. And that's why the Gemara says that even in Ma'aretz, in a Meshaked B'Shabbos, normally if you have an illiterate and he says, I tithe the food, you're not allowed to believe him. Shabbos, if he says, I tithe it, you believe him. So it says in Yerushalmi, why? Ama'aretz einai meshaked b'Shabbos. And Ama'aretz doesn't lie on Shabbos. Because the Kedush of Shabbos, he can't lie. Thousands of people lie on Shabbos. When they see, I'll come to shul during the week, I'll come this, I'll do that. They all lie. The answer is, free choice is not taken away. In other words, this is the way the Mefarshim explained it. By nature, you cannot lie. You choose to lie, you could lie. You could go against your nature and choose to lie. But by nature, the Kedush of Shabbos is so great that by nature a Jew cannot lie. So therefore, the whole concept of Shabbos is connecting ourselves to the level of Hashem, which is above the creation of the world. That's exactly what happens in Shemitah. When a Jew stops working in the field completely, and he designates the time to learn and to daven, because that's the purpose of Shemitah. If you can't work in the field, what are you going to do? They didn't have iPads, internet, they didn't have all those things in those days. What did they do on Shemitah? They sat and learned. They learned in like Shabbos. So then the Jew associates himself with a higher level. So you have days, you have years, and you have thousands. The 6 years, 6,000 years of creation versus the era of Mashiach. Okay. So that says like this. A tzvir k'sichli sikzen in zirachli sifzer, shnash shabbosin yir la'aretz, it should be a year of Shabbos to the land. Okay? Things that grew themselves during the seventh year becomes free for all and everybody, you know, to cut it.
You can benefit from it
as like everybody else. You cannot show any sign of ownership during the year of Shemitah.
Other people could come in your field and take their food.
Yeah. Everyone from owners to Gentile laborers to wild animals must have equal access to the produce. You cannot sell it. You cannot show any sign of ownership whatsoever. It's Hashem's. Yeah, I'll tell you a little thing off the topic a little bit. You know, a lot of times when you have kids, they start fighting, get out of my room. It's my toy, you can't play with my toy, get out of my room. You know the way it works, yeah? Whoever has kids knows what I'm talking about. What's the reply? How do you deal with that? Very simple way. You tell the kids, it's not your room, it's not their room, it's my room. Parent, my means parents. It's my room. We let you use it. It's not your room to kick anybody out of. It's not your toy that is yours and nobody else's. It's ours, and we let you use it, and we will decide when somebody else can use it too. And even when they come up with the, it's like Shabbos. Hashem says, "My land, I do what I want." Even when they say, "I bought it with my own money," they also come with that. "I bought it with my money." The answer is, if there's your money, then you're going to pay rent, and then you're going to pay for room and board. You hear, Mandy? And food, room and board. So then will be all yours. No, I'm saying, because this is the kind, by the way, this is, you know what? You learn everything from Torah. Torah says, Kili Haaretz, right? Hashem says, it's my land, I'm letting you use it. You either use it the way I let you use it, and if not, I take it away. It's very simple. And that's, the Torah says, you know, God's representatives in the home to the kids is the parents. And that's the same thing the way it works. It's theirs, and they let them use it. So certain times, the Torah says, it's not yours anymore. That's it. Okay. V'hois the Shabbos ha'ores lochem la'ochlo. The Shabbos produce of the land will be for you to eat. Meaning, those things that do grow during the seventh year, without you working in the field, you could eat, but it's lecha, it's for you, v'la'avdecha, for your servants, me'am la'masacha, your maid servants, v'la'schircha, l'seishavcha, for the people that your laborer, the one that lives with you, those that dwell with you, v'la'vehemtecha, v'la'chaya, she'ba'atecha, for the animals. In other words, the Torah says, this food belongs to everybody. And by the way, when a person keeps Shemitah, this shows that even the 6 years, when they do have ownership on the field, they do it only because Hashem said so. And as why am I the owner of the field? Because Hashem gave it to me. And the proof of it is, when you behave in the Shemitah year, the way Hashem tells you to behave, that it is, that shows that the other 6 years is Taka Hashem's field, and you're just using it, whatever, paying rent on it. Yeah, could take. You don't have to take down the scarecrows. You can leave them there, but you can't. You can't. It's a very complicated. Shemitah laws are very complicated. You should know. The truth is, even today in Israel, keeping Shemitah is a lot of mesidus nefesh. You're talking about. Can you imagine a guy not working for a year? You know, barely you work. You barely make a living. You don't got a whole year. You can't work.
Where do I sign up for that?
After the class. After the class, we'll have a paper to sign up. You can sign over all your property also. Okay. Okay. Then the Torah says like this. V'svarta locha, then the Torah says you count. Sheva shapsi shonim, 7 sabbatical years. Now the Torah is going into the next thing that's called yovel. Okay, you have 6 years, you work, 7th year Shemitah. Then the Torah says you count 7 Shemitahs. Sheva shonim, sheva pa'amim. 7 years, 7 times. V'hoyu luchon will be for you. You may sheva shapsi shonim, the years of 7 cycles of sabbatical years. It'll be Teshuv Arboim Shon of 49 years. So after you have this, by the way, again, why is everything in the number 7? Why are there 7 days of the week and 7 years and 7,000 years and all that? Because there's 7 Midas. There's 7 attributes of Hashem. Chesed Gvura Teferes Netzachet Yaseid Malchus. Hashem created each day of the week with an attribute of the first day was Chesed, second day Gvura, third day Teferes, Netzachet, until Shabbos is Malchus, that we speak Yismachu v'Malchuscha. Shabbos is the level of Malchus, because God created the world in 6 days, corresponding to 6 Midas, and the 7th day is the attribute of Malchus. That's why there's 7 days, that's why there's 7 years, that's why there's 7,000 years, all that correspond because in the spiritual realm the world was created with the 7 attributes. And therefore, in fact, it's a pasuk in Tehillim, Olam Chesed Yibana. Okay, the world was created with Chesed. Okay, but the first day was Chesed, second day Gvura. And as we learned, the Ramban in also in the beginning of Chumash, all the way in the beginning of right before Sheni, the Ramban has a very long commentary there. And the Ramban elaborates and extrapolates that the 7 days of creation correspond with the 7,000 years of creation. If you look at creation, if you look at the attribute of that day, you see what was created that day. Chesed, what did Hashem create the first day? Light. Light is a revelation. That's Chesed, kindness. Second day, Gvura. Hashem split the heaven, made the heaven to separate and limit and conceal higher waters and lower waters. It's the attribute of Gvura. That's why on the second day, it doesn't say Kitev. So the Medrash says, why doesn't it say Kitev on the second day? It's simple meaning, because Hashem didn't finish the work of the second day until the third day. And therefore, on the third day, he says twice Kitev. Once for Monday, and once for Tuesday. In Kabbalah it says the reason why Hashem didn't say Kitev on the second day on Monday, because on Monday is Gvura. And Gvura Hashem doesn't want to say Kitev. Tuesday is Teferes, a combination of Chesed and Gvura, beauty, sovereignty, mercy, Rachmanis, Kitev, twice. So the Ramban says, and it goes on like every day of creation like that. The Ramban says, take the 6,000 years of creation, it's exactly the same thing. The first 1,000 years of creation, ki elef shanim beinecha kiyem esmo, by Hashem a day is like 1,000 years. A guy came to God once, he said, you know, God, you have so much money, just give me a little fraction of the money. He says, you got so much money, why can't you just give me? So God said, you talk about my money, then you talk about my time. Hold on a few minutes. Hashem, the one day is 1,000 years. So Hashem said, okay, wait a little while. In 1,000 years I'll give it to you. Anyway, so what did Hashem, the first 1,000 years, the attribute of Chesed. Everybody lived long. Mamish lived long. Everybody lived 900 years, whatever. Second 1,000th year is Gvura. Hashem brought the flood that destroyed the world. Act of Gvura. 3,000th year era, Tiferes, combination of both, was Matan Torah. Matan Torah. 4,000th year is Netzach, Nitzach, and victory. What did Hashem create in the fourth day? Sun and the moon. What was in the 4,000th year era? First Beis HaMikdash, second Beis HaMikdash, sun and the moon. He goes all the way, I don't remember the other ones. It goes into every day of creation, Thursday, Friday.
What's the 5,000 years?
Look at, I don't remember. Look it up in Chumash. If you have homework, you look it up. I don't know, I could look it up in a second. I don't have a Chumash with Ramban here. Anyway, so everything was created. So you see that there's a connection between the 1,000 years and of creation. So that's what I'm saying. Everything was created in numbers of 7, corresponding with the 7 attributes. If you give me the Chumash, I could look it up. If you give me a second. The Bracious? Huh? Thank you. Okay, here he is. Okay, the 4,000 years was the base of Migdash. Yom HaChamishi was the bug, the water, the fish, and the birds. That's the Elef HaChamishi, which started 172 years after the destruction of the base of Migdash. That's when the nation started ruling the Jews. The bugs and the birds and all the animals. Okay, the 6th day, Hashem created animals and people.
How does that
relate to the sphere? What's this? Oh, that's the level of Hayd, glory. I don't know, yes, the Kabbalist. 6th day, I'm just telling you what Ramban said, not telling you. 6th day, Hashem created Adam. That's when a person, Elef HaShishi, that's when Ben David comes, that's the preparation for Mashiach, the Friday, which is the preparation for Mashiach. Therefore Hashem created Adam on Friday, that's when he created the Elef HaShvi, which is the Friday, which is the world preparing for Mashiach, and Yom HaShvi Shabbos, which is the era of Mashiach. The Ramban, if you're bored, is in Perek Beis of Bereishis, Pasuk Gimel. No, but that's why I'm just saying, that's why everything is created in the number of 7, because, by the way, this explains an interesting thing. The Gemara says, Alpayim Shadna Kadma Torah Le'elam. Whoever has a kid that said the Bar Mitzvah, I would know this. The Gemara says, Alpayim Shadna Kadma Torah Le'elam. The Torah was 2,000 years before the world. Okay? So the question is, before the world there was no time. What do you mean, Torah 2,000 years before the world? There's no time before the world. Time began when the world did. Yeah. So how does it say Torah is 2,000 years? So it says in Chassidus, it means, Alefcha Chochma, Alefcha Bina, the teaching of Chochma and Bina. Meaning like this. There's 10 attributes of God, right? Chochma, Bina, and Das is the intellectual. And then there's 7 emotional attributes. God created the world with the 7 emotional attributes. Torah, which is Chochma, Bina, and Das, God's intellect, that's higher than world. Right? Therefore, Torah can control the world, because world was only created with the Midas, with the emotional attributes of Hashem. And Torah is a level of Seichel, which is higher than world. And therefore, there's a proof that the Mara says that, and the Pasuk, Lakel Gomer Alai, it's the Pasuk in Tilim, Lakel Gomer Alai, it says in Yerushalmi, also in Yerushalmi Nedarim, a phenomenal thing, that Torah controls the physical world. There's a din that a girl under 3, God forbid, if somebody has relations with her, her virginity remains. She's still a virgin. Over 3, she loses it. So it says, what happens if a girl turned 3, but Bezda made an extra month? So now she didn't turn 3. So l'cheira, she lost her virginity if that happened. But because Torah controls the world, she gets the virginity back. So Torah, it's a proof that Torah controls the physical nature of the world. And it's very simple. Because Torah comes to the intellect of Hashem, which is higher than the Midas. God created the world with the Midas, with the emotional attributes, every day. But Torah is above world, and therefore Torah controls world. But that's why you have 7 days, 7 years, 7,000 years. It's all number 7, because of the concept of Shemitah. Okay.